Here's a short audio just to talk through some of the changes that we're seeing in search engine optimization and some of the metrics that previously were used for judging the success of SEO. So one of the ones that people used to look at is how many keywords are ranking number one, or what are some positions of keywords. Now, we're finding this these days with changes with Google is a bit of a flawed metric for a variety of reasons. One, sometimes an SEO company will talk in terms of how many number ones have you been got through an SEO campaign, yet oftentimes those keywords are for very obscure keywords that no one's actually searching for. So what's the point of ranking number one for a keyword that no one's actually searching for? Similarly, also the actual ranking data itself, it can change significantly based on the individual searches data. So if you're logged into your Google account, Google does what's called personalized search, and they can change the results. So what you see might be ranking number one can be very different from what someone else is seeing. They also modify things based on geographic region as well. So again, someone searching in Melbourne or someone searching in Sydney or in LA, wherever it is, that can significantly alter the search results. So what one person sees and another person sees can be very different. So there's no real way to go, hey, this keyword is ranking number one, because it might be ranking number one for you, but not for someone else. And then that's also not to mention a lot of the keyword data that we previously got through Google Analytics is now being hidden behind a phrase called not provided. And you can see that by logging into your Google Analytics account, looking at some of the referring keyword, and you'll notice the largest referring keyword is not provided. And that basically means Google is blocking the actual keyword data and the keyword that the user used to land on that specific page. Now, there's a few variety of reasons why they've done that, and they've all cited it, the main reason being for privacy. It seems a little bit of a red herring, though, because if you have AdWords data, they still pass that on if you've paid for the traffic. But the bottom line is they have taken that data away. So while previously people used to use keyword rankings, it is a little bit of a flawed metric. And that's why when we create reports, we try to make it much more rounded. And we're looking for things like growth in organic traffic, making sure that we have got some organic traffic coming through to the site, how the user engages when they get on the site, and ultimately, what action do they take? That's what Melbourne SEO focuses on. How do we get you more clients placing orders and also picking up the phone to inquire further about your products and services? Of course, if you've got any further questions, you can go ahead and get in contact with a team member, and they'll be able to assist you.